it seems to me that we're doing more and more new. And I think I'm excited about what's the next item. I'm excited on many levels. I'm philosophically excited because it's the first time that this is going to happen in New York. And let me give you for an overview and a discussion of the topic. Ray Wayne, the chairman of the board of the Excelsior Association of the Blind.
And I'm still not going to sing. Even if I am the chairman of the board. And I'll try to do it with a straight face. But first I'm going to turn on my Braille light. Okay, I'm going to read the mission statement, Excelsior Association of the Blind, and I'll talk a little about the history and how we got here. The Excelsior Association of the Blind, Incorporated, EAB, not the bank, seeks to lend parity, productivity, and dignity to blind individuals through education, rehabilitation, and the building of self-confidence based on a can-do philosophy that changes what it means to be blind. It is our belief that, with proper training and attitudes, blind people can compete on terms of equality with their sighted neighbors. The EAB, I like Excelsior better. Excelsior endeavors to address the needs of blind people to achieve integration and or reintegration into the mainstream of society. Does anybody know, besides those of us who already know, does anybody know what the word Excelsior means, besides Captain Sulu's ship? Yeah, that's right. Reaching for the highest, or onward and upward. Okay. Now, the NFB model for rehabilitation goes back to 1958, before the last time the White Sox were in the World Series. Dr. Jernigan, Kenneth Jernigan, whose name probably everybody has heard, and maybe some of you don't know who he is. Dr. Jernigan was the president and the spiritual leader of this organization since he joined it sometime in the 1950s until his death in 1998 from cancer. When in 1958, Dr. Jernigan took over the directorship of the Iowa Commission for the Blind, and he started to devise the NFB rehabilitation model when he became director of that agency. And that the model consists of three parts. The first is the teaching of the skills of blindness, Braille, white cane, nowadays adaptive technology, cooking and cleaning and all that, or some places call it home management, or TDL or ADL or what is SDL or whatever. The second, which I think a lot of other models miss, is to teach positive attitudes about blindness, teach blind people that we can do what we want to do and that we can compete on terms of equality with the sighted. And the third is teaching us to deal with the attitudes of others that we run into every day, many times every day. The NFB has established three rehabilitation centers around the country. We have here the director of the Louisiana Center for the Blind, which was originally established in 1985 under the directorship of Joanne Wilson. A year or two after that, the association in Minnesota, the agency in Minnesota, I shouldn't say agency, whatever, in Minnesota, which is called Blind Inc., opened. That's Blindness Learning in New Dimensions, Inc. That's INC, period. And then, I think in 88, the Colorado Center for the Blind opened, then directed by Diane McGeorge, now Julie Deaton. And those facilities carry out the NFB model of rehabilitation. And that's what we ultimately hope to do here. We want to provide training and educational opportunities to all segments of the blind population, blind seniors, blind students, newly blinded adults, whoops, and microphone coordination. Newly blinded adults, and for that matter, blind people who've been blind all their lives and haven't gotten the skills trained. Those of you at the student lunch, we heard about a kid who was born blind, never really got proper cane travel training, and never got even the training to take notes in school. That's not his fault. That's the system's fault. Somebody failed him, or some more than one body's failed him. The members of the board of the Excelsior Association of the Blind are myself, the chairperson, the vice chair, Joyce Carrico, secretary, treasurer, Linda Johnson, and board members at large, Jim Benerbo and Maria Garcia. Carl Jacobson is the executive director. Mindy Fliegelman is the associate executive director. Thank you. At present, those are uncompensated positions because we're still in the process of raising funds for the association. And I think at this point I'm going to turn it over to Carl for the details.
Boy, the chairman of the board always dumps on the employees. Even when they don't pay them, exactly. However, I am excited about this opportunity. For a long time, people have said to me, we ought to have something in New York that blind people control. We ought to have our own agency. And I said, yeah, we really should. We really should. And we need about $1 million to buy a building. We need about another couple hundred thousand dollars to furnish it. We need a couple of $200,000 to pay some staff. And I said, if we keep thinking that way, we're never going to open this agency. We're going to be looking for that million and a half that we claim we need, and we will go on and on and on, talking about what we could have done. There are plenty of places and plenty of groups who talk about what should be done, what we could have done, coulda, shoulda, woulda. We decided at one point about a year or so ago that we need to either fish or cut bait and just get on with it and start something. Start something with a dream. Start something that we can build on to make that small thing into what we want it to be. Is it going to happen this year? Probably not. But have we started it? You bet we have. And the assets of the Excelsior Association of the Blind are $250. Right? We received a donation to begin our work. I was talking. Yes, it's cashed. It's in the bank. Yes. It's always nice when your benefactor reminds you that it took a while to cash the check. a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to Diane McGeorge, and we were talking about Excelsior. And I said, Diane, you start a little not-for-profit in the state there, and you want to do the work that should be done. And it takes a while to get some funding, takes a while to build up a reserve, takes a while to even get your staff paid. And she said, that's right. Tell me about it. If anybody knows firsthand, it's Diane. It struck me when Ray was talking about LCB, CCB, and Blind Inc. that they are in their second generation of leadership now. They are our centers that began, and the first generation of leadership is still with us, but they're watching from the sidelines now. And I'm sure they're making the second generation nervous, but those centers are now in the second generation of leadership. They are established, up and going, and well recognized institutions in the country, around the country. And LCB, I'm sorry, but your competition just got incorporated. 20th anniversary, yeah, LCB, go. However, It is our belief at Excelsior that there is enough poor service in the United States of America, enough poor service in New York and elsewhere in this country, that there's plenty of work for all of us. Exactly. So, and for many reasons, you hear people say, well, I can't go to Colorado, to Minneapolis, to Ruston. It's too far from home. I live in Fulton. Don't you have a center in Fulton? I live here or there. Don't you have one there? Well, we have one in New York. We don't have property yet, even. but we are going to get property somewhere, sometime, real soon. It's going to come through the efforts of a lot of you. It's going to come through the efforts of a lot of us. But this is something we can claim ownership of. It's an association that, by its bylaws, will have a majority of its board of directors blind. Blind people, again, will make the decisions for blind people. I think it's safe to say that 100% of the staff of Excelsior is blind. Until we need drivers, we're likely to remain that way. And then, by the way, folks, there are ways of getting contract drivers. We don't even have to hire them. But having said that, I'm excited about this. We have the promise of a lot of cooperative effort. Tom Robertson, when he was at the commission, said that he thought this was a great idea. If we could get incorporated, we could certainly talk about doing business. I've spoken with Dan Callahan and Priscilla Roble, who you met this morning. I've spoken with them privately about doing business. They are excited about doing business with them, with us doing business with them at Excelsior. And Brian Daniels has already told me that he is excited and committed to the concept of Excelsior, that we have something to sell that nobody else has in New York. And that's mainly blind guys teaching blind guys about being blind guys. The other agents, yeah. The other thing that has happened, and it was not unexpected, we're meeting with a little bit of resistance and hostility at Excelsior already. We haven't got a single contract yet, folks. We haven't taken a dime out of their pockets, and already they don't like us. A representative of one of the private agencies here said to a senior management official at the commission, well, NFB started up this new center, this new agency. You guys going to do business with them? He said his response was, if they have something to sell us, we'll buy it from them just as we buy it from you. I thought that was great. So the ball's in our court. And it's about time the ball was in our court. For the long time, we've been spectators in the game of rehabilitation in New York, where we could get somebody to work with us and where we could ask if they'd be good enough to work with us. I referenced that in a presidential report this morning with the mentoring program in the early days where Gary and I worked on the set this program up, got it going. It got national recognition. Dr. Schroeder invited us from New York along with the commission staff to come to Washington and present at a national rehabilitation conference. The program was 2 years old at the time, and it was already recognized. Dr. Schroeder had invited commission staff and some of us to come to New York. Richie, you here? Yeah, Dono DiGaetano. He's here. He's in the hotel. Another early worker in the program. He was there in Washington with me presenting this. We were recognized already, but by 2000-2001, the agencies had already started to erode this and taken over some of it until we started to recapture this. When Excelsior gets the contract, we don't have to worry about who's running it. We know who's running it. It's being directed by Federationists, being run by Federationists, and I guess we know what that means. So I'm excited about it. You'll be hearing more about it. If you get a letter in the mail asking you for a donation, treat it seriously, folks. But that's the long and short of this, is that we are going to look at every possibility that we can. We're looking at services to children, transition age youth, senior citizens, high tech, where there is a need and where there is poor service delivery right now by the private agencies, or where there is little, if any, effective service by the private agencies. We're going to attempt to fill that void.
And
yeah, you got it right. We'll just get slow watches. We'll start where the need is, where we think we can address the need. And by the way, one of the things that we'll be talking to the commission about is what they refer to as placement services. That's a fancy way of finding a blind guy a job. Now the old way to do that was to say, okay, let's see now, what can blind people do? They can answer telephones. They can talk. Okay, we're going to establish a call center here, and we're going to put 20 blind guys in this room, and they're going to talk on the phone. I just made a job for blind guys. Okay, any of you 20? How many 20 of you out there want a job? Oh, God, there are no blind people that want that job. I've got two blind people who want that job. Oh, what am I doing? Oh, well, I guess they don't want to work. So they don't want to work in my call center. It must be they don't want to work. I think what we have said is that, you know, there's another way of looking at this. You sit the blind person down and say, okay, what do you want to do? And you want to do X. All right, so you need qualifications A, B, and C to do that. Let's go get them. You come back with those qualifications, and now it's our job to find you a job in something that you want to do, not something that I want you to do. So it's when we said that to the commission, they said, nobody does it that way. I said, that's why it doesn't work the way you're doing it. You've decided what we will do. We're going to find blind guys jobs doing things that blind guys want to do.
Yes.
Okay. So, having said that, our mission is clear, to change what it means to be a rehab agency in New York. And a little while from now, you'll be hearing about other changes in another rehab agency. But